Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're coming to you from the Green Room in the Governor's Annex in Carson City.
Thanks, Sam. Today's guest is Senator Debbie Smith of Sparks. She's the chair of the powerful Senate Finance Committee.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, Mary Lau and Michael Hackett. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Look who benefits from Nevada mining, because mining creates more than 50,000 jobs. Mining contributes more than $300 million in annual tax revenue, with more than 61% going to the state to fund our schools and senior programs. And mining invests right here, where you live, work, and go to school, paying more taxes per employee than any other industry in the state. In good times and hard times, mining is working for Nevada families, working for you. Visit our website and learn more.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always pleased to welcome back to the program State Senator Debbie Smith. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Good morning.
Chairman of Senate Finance. I wanted to talk to you about something you posted on Facebook yesterday, which was a link to the 60 Minutes piece on Newton, Connecticut. Why did you do that?
I thought it was an amazing piece, and I thought it was a good reminder of what the people in Newtown went through, what the families have been through. I'm always amazed at the remarkable strength that people have after working on the DNA legislation and working with the moms whose daughters have been murdered. I just see such incredible strength in people, and I thought that's most of what I saw in that interview.
Do you think that we're going to see any meaningful legislation? Senator Dennis was not optimistic on the program yesterday, but seemed more toward mental health issues than anything else.
Yeah, I don't know yet what will come out of this session. Even the mental health hearing, because I'm on that committee, was really tough. The people are really opposed to looking at the background checks combined with the mental health issues. So I don't know where it's going, but you know, after the Newtown shooting, that was really all we kept hearing was do something about mental health as connected to guns. So we'll see.
Are you optimistic?
Not particularly. There's just an intense amount of public outcry over this. I'm amazed when I look at the LCB opinion poll at the amount of input on those issues.
Debbie, today is a big day for the Washoe County School District. AB 46 is before the Assembly Taxation Committee, and what this would do, this would allow the Washoe County School Board to raise taxes on a one-time basis on sales and property for to help the aging inventory of schools in Washoe. What is your sense? Do you think this will get, number one, get out of the committee today? And number two, do you think it'll get out of the legislature overall?
I do think it'll get out of the committee. And it actually is going back, I believe, to its original version, where the county commission will be directed to impose the taxes rather than going through the school board. Oh. So I think it will go back to the way the bill was written. And I do think it will get out of committee.
So the county commissioners will be given the right to raise taxes one time?
The bill actually directs them one time. It's not enabling. It actually directs them to implement the increases.
Were you surprised that Clark County didn't want to jump on board?
Not really. You know, they just went through a tough election loss on their bond issue, and I think they need to regroup. I don't think this was the right fix for them, and so it didn't really surprise me. And they have some other mechanisms that Washoe County School District does not have, and that's sort of what this is about, is enabling Washoe County School District to access some funding that the other districts have, they don't have.
A lot of news stories about lots of different things about the legislature, mm-hmm. but not really very much about the interaction between the governor's office and the leadership of the legislature, yet my sources tell me that there's a lot going on behind the scenes.
Well, I think that that's true. The leadership, our majority leader and our speaker, are meeting with the governor on a regular basis. We have had a fair amount of interaction, mostly early in session as we were gearing up for committees. But we do have a good working relationship. I can send a text or an email to the chief of staff or their staff if I have a question about something coming up, and that's good to be able to do.
Debbie, I want to get back to this AB 46, which you say would allow the Washoe County Commission to raise taxes, mm-hmm. property taxes, sales taxes, one time for this school district. Why was the bill changed? Because before it was the school board that was going to be given this responsibility, and now it's given to the county commission instead.
You know, when we were getting ready to go to the committee to actually present the bill for the first time, there were a couple of our delegation members who were interested in doing that enabling amendment to allow the school board, since this is in their wheelhouse,
right,
to be able to do that. And so we checked with our legal counsel, and they said, yes, you could do that. And so we went that route, and, you know, as it's unfolded, not everyone's been happy with the idea. I was perfectly happy with the way the bill was written.
Okay.
As we were speaking to Senator Dennis yesterday, we were talking about how, you know, Dwight Jones, superintendent for Clark County, is gone. The state superintendent for Clark, for Nevada, Jim Guthrie, is gone. He seemed confident that things were in place and going in the right direction, that these would not be major losses at this point in time, and that we could deal with the infrastructure that's in place currently. How do you feel about that?
Well, I don't know that I'm really in a position to make that decision, because I don't see the day-to-day operations in either of those worlds, if you will.
But these were supposed to be two people that were going to change education in the state, hopefully for the better.
It's very true. There was a lot of movement and a lot of enthusiasm about that. But that doesn't mean that someone from within or someone who's come up through the ranks can't also do the same and carry the strategic planning forward that the district or a department has. You know, the two people who have been tapped to lead those two jobs in this interim situation are, from my perspective, very capable and really have jumped right in and taken on the positions with a lot of enthusiasm. But beyond that, there's a lot of management that goes on and a lot of leadership required. And I can't say what I think is the perfect thing to do in this recruitment situation. I just know that we need to not miss a beat, because we put a lot of effort into trying to change the face of education in the state, and we can't stop because of this happening.
So what does this say to you about going out and getting high-priced people to come in all the time versus promoting qualified people from within our state who can do the job?
Well, I'm not sure that it really, in my mind, says anything about the process. I think looking for the best person, whether that person is already in our state or from another state. I just want the person who can lead, who has the passion, who can make the time commitment. You know, a lot of it about these jobs is someone who they kind of have to live this, because right now there's so much need both in Clark County School District and in the state with the Department of Education to have someone who's just completely devoted to seeing us through this period.
All right, let's take a break. We'll send Ms. Smith when we come back.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
This segment is sponsored by Fortech LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation here in the Gwynn Room with State Senator Debbie Smith.
Senator, one of the bills that is big with you and big with many people in Washoe County is this DNA testing bill. We call it Breonna's Law after Breonna Dennison, who was brutally murdered in 2008 in Reno. And of course, what it would do, it would, if you were arrested for a felony, they would take a DNA sample. Now, this is up in Senate Judiciary Thursday. It made it to the last day of the 2011 session. Is it going to get out of Senate Judiciary? Do you think it's this year it's going to get out of the legislature?
I feel really confident about it. I do think it will come out of the committee this week. You know, we spent an entire year working on this bill, cleaning up things from what we heard last session, addressing concerns, making technical changes, spent a lot of time working with both of the DNA labs to make sure we had all of the technical aspects correct. We've addressed some of the concerns of the NAACP. So I feel really good about where that bill is, and yes, I think it will pass.
Okay. Another bill that seems very interesting is this entertainment tax on live entertainment. Now, what this bill would do, it would put a tax on big events like Burning Man, the Night in the Country, Country Music Festival in Yarrington, the Electric Daisy Carnival in Las Vegas. It seems like the state is losing a ton of money not taxing these huge festivals that bring in thousands of people.
Well, I think that's true. And one of the things when we are on sort of a continual mission to look at broadening the tax base, it seems sort of nonsensical that in the casino environment, for example, that you are taxing a similar type of event, and yet we have many events that there's no tax on the admission. And I don't know that the participants, the people buying the tickets, necessarily recognize that, that they are or they are not paying any type of admission tax. So I think it broadens the base. It has more people participating and supporting the state.
Do you think that we're going to see any changes in prevailing wage laws in this session?
You know, I'm not on those committees, and I've been following it sort of on the periphery, but it doesn't seem to me that there is a big outcry about this. I know there was a hearing.
There is on the conservative side.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I hear it from a few members, but I don't hear it from anyone else. I don't hear it from construction companies. I don't hear it from workers. I think a new study that was commissioned at UNR sort of points out that there's not a big case to be
made. There were a lot of...
So,
I read the executive mm-hmm. summary report of that, and there were a lot of we don't knows in there, mm-hmm. and we're not sure. But certainly, I mean, I would be happy to supply with you a list of people in the construction mm-hmm. industry that would say to you that we could build a lot more things and employ a lot more people if the prevailing wage laws that we have weren't in place.
Yeah, I'm just saying I don't see a big appetite outside of a few of the conservative members in the assembly. I'm not hearing it big time from the Senate, so I'm not sure it has a lot of legs.
Okay, check your email later on today.
Sure.
You know, Debbie, the governor in his State of the State speech said he didn't want any new taxes. He said that last time. But he is, like Senator Dennis said, a pragmatic man. And I'm just wondering, there's a bill for Washoe County school tax, this entertainment tax. There's a gas tax mm-hmm. bill, a tax on ammunition. Do you think that the governor is going to veto all of these bills if they pass the legislature?
I think you're right that he's a very pragmatic man who cares very much about the state. And I assume he will make those decisions based on what's best for the state. Within his budget, there are many, many fees and increases in fees, I think over $60 million. And so I think that tells me that he will take the approach that he will evaluate each on its merits and make a decision based on that.
Can I just go on
sure.
quickly?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got this group of six Republican senators who seem to be in the very moderate category. Do you think that you can swing them over if the governor vetoes that you might be able to bring them into the fold to be able to pass taxes with a two-thirds?
I don't know. I think it's too early to tell.
Have you talked to them at all?
Oh, we're talking always. And, I think there is an absolute acknowledgement that we are not funding education in this state to the degree we should. We've cut over $700 million from the K-12 budget in the last 5 years. This budget adds back about $50 million of new money. And so I think my colleagues are concerned about class size, the largest class size in the history of the state, and that we need to do something about that.
Quick yes or no answer. Are you in favor of the margins tax?
I have not supported the margins tax.
And that's where we've got to leave it.
Mm-hmm.
Senator, always a pleasure to have you on the program. Please come back before the end of session.
Thank you.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout. Hey, you.
Yeah, I'm talking to you. Why are you still sitting on that couch? You know you could be out there cooking for a living. You speak food. That's why you got to call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll help get you out there with training in less time than you think. Sounds good, right? So grab your phone right now and call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll send you a complimentary career guide so you can see what it's really like to work in the culinary arts.
Call 800-817-5790 or text GOLCB68 to 94576. Call or text now.
Did you call yet?
A good law firm protects you, your family, your well-being, and your health. But a great law firm protects your money. At Laubel Laub, it's all about your money.
A new day is dawning in Nevada. A day that puts you in charge of your finances. A day when one financial institution can provide you with the cash you need. Loans custom tailored to fit your situation. Check cashing and gold buying services when you don't need a loan at all. Money orders free every day. It's all about you and your financial needs. Experience the Check City difference.
Don't miss the JM Furniture relocation grand opening. That's right, on Monday, April 8th, the new At Home with JM Furniture store opens in South Carson. Come in throughout April, pop a balloon and receive 10 to 25% off your purchase. And that's not all. Enter our grand prize draw to win a $6,000 Comfort-Pedic mattress, a $1,500 or $1,000 gift certificate. And with our huge range of brand name furniture, rustic lodge furniture and our mattress gallery, you really don't want to miss our grand opening discounts. Only at JM Furniture.
I'm Mel Laub, and this is my son, Joe.
Since 1965, my father and I built our law firm, protecting you, your family, and your money.
Laub and Laub, we're here for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I am back on Nevada Newsmakers. We have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Michael Hackett is here with Aris Consulting, and Mary Lau is the president and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. So, Michael, were you surprised to hear Debbie Smith saying that she didn't get much pushback on prevailing wage?
Not really, to be honest with you. I know that there have been big demonstrations this session by the supporters of keeping prevailing wage in there. So, you know, I'm not that all surprised that you didn't get a whole lot of pushback on it.
But at a time, Mary, when, you know, money is so tight, it just seems like so much more could be done and so many more people could be employed if these prevailing wages were so not so out of whack.
Well, I think they absolutely had to look at it, and I'm sure Senator Smith looked at it too, because she's in charge of the budget, and you get your choice. You either build more schools or you build more expensive schools. You know, either which way, but then she'd pretty much know where the budgets were going by now. They're starting to close them. Mm-hmm. And that in itself would indicate if it had legs or not. I'd say the union's not going to let that move this time.
You know, I think that with prevailing wage, the people that want to take that out, I think their biggest concern is not so much that, but construction defects legislation, because the construction industry in Nevada is not going to come back until we fix this construction defect legislation, because it's all set up for lawyers to make a lot of money off of this, and that has to be changed if the construction industry is going to come
back. Well, yeah, construction defect is what it goes by. It's kind of like its little moniker and everything, but it's actually tort reform in the construction industry.
Right, exactly.
Right. And you're right. It does need to be fixed.
Yes, and it's going to be one of the big issues that they're looking at right now, and it's going to be part of the end game, and we'll see how it plays out. I don't know exactly how many bills there are, but there are a few bills that are addressing that, and again, it's going to be a big play.
Yeah, too many times it's the homeowner that is still at the wrong end of the tail of that dog, because they still don't get it. Attorneys are getting rich off of it.
That's right.
Homeowners may or may not get repairs, which they could have gotten had they had the right to get it first. So,
But I don't think it's going to stop construction when there's a shortage of housing in the state, and you're seeing everything from low-end building in northern Nevada to high-end building, and people are struggling to find properties in Las
Vegas. Yeah, it's not the stopping of construction that's the problem, Sam. It's the cost of the construction that is happening.
Right.
No, there was a UNLV study that came out in February that stated that the construction industry in Nevada is not going to come back strong until this construction defect legislation is passed.
But I think that depends, too, on what area of the construction industry you're looking at. Are you looking at commercial construction, residential construction,
all of
that? Well, I think, to me, the elephant in the room on residential construction is what's going to happen when the banks start releasing all those properties that they're holding and what that's going to do to new construction. So I think that's something that has to be factored into in terms of we assess the recovery.
But you know what? In a funny way, the banking industry has already made their money back 10 times over on the properties they're holding. It would make no sense for them to just dump everything back onto the marketplace and deflate the market again. Wouldn't they take even more hits than they've taken before?
Well, the problem is that it's another sort of like a disappearing bubble again, because you've got investors and you've got hedge fund operators coming in and buying houses like crazy and renting them back to the people that were going to lose them. And so that bubble's got to pop too.
That's
still
right.
We're still artificially inflating. We don't have people that are going to live in the houses, able to buy the houses.
That's right.
And create neighborhoods.
Yeah, and it is basically the same premise that we had that led to the bubble bursting the first time,
exactly,
where you had too much speculation and that type of purchasing going on, and we're going down that same road.
Yes.
Again.
But isn't this really, you know, we're being a little esoteric here, but isn't this really a reversal of the idea that everybody in America should be able to own a home, that there's nothing wrong with renting?
Well, I don't know if it's a reversal. You're asking people to give up their dreams. So why should they?
But I think you're seeing a different mindset among the public right now, that maybe home ownership is not the be-all and end-all that they thought it might be, you know, maybe 10, even 15 years ago.
All right, I want to change subjects to a topic we really haven't talked about very much on the program, which is this whole NV Energy commissioning the coal plants and shifting to gas and renewables. Senator Reid really flexing his muscles and winning again.
Ooh, I think they're tired of getting bruised, battered, and bewildered with Senator Reid. Absolutely. They've got the power to get rid of the coal-fired plants and everything else, but they are within their own portfolio structures. But this is a way they can get some government money and stuff like that in order to do it and come out the good guy. We'll have to see how it plays out. I'm not convinced on green energy yet and stuff, but I like the gas plant ideas. But it's a good play. Kudos to NV Energy, yeah. Invest.
But Michael, is it good for the consumer, the customer?
I think that remains to be seen. It all depends on how quickly they can make the conversion, what the transition is for shutting these plants down, and ultimately what's going to replace that energy, that source of energy, and what that cost is going to be. So that to be determined.
Yeah, you look at Europe, and they're going away from green energy, going, well, that was a nice idea, but it didn't work. It's cost more money. It's cost fluctuations, brownouts, everything else. You know, I mean, we're trying to go back to the old days of cowboys and rotating things that create energy. We'll see.
But I also think, too, that what you're seeing that NV Energy is doing is being replicated in other states as well. So they're not blazing a new trail or anything like that. So I think depending upon how other states deal with this issue, how they roll it out there, I think there would be lessons for NV Energy to learn as well.
All right, and that's where we got to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we know you need health insurance that covers your family as they grow.
Sorry, Dad.
Oh, good.
And if you don't get health insurance through work...
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers coverage your family can count on.
Whoa, slow down, Chief.
Especially parents. Whether you need basic coverage for yourself or more protection for your family, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers a variety of coverage options for different needs and budgets. If you're self-employed, retiring early, or can't get health coverage at work, call Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield today for a free quote. Call 1-800-868-0714 or visit anthemforhealth.com to compare plans and apply.
Get that number?
I wrote it down.
Affordable coverage from a name you can trust. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
At Les Schwab, along with great prices, our tires come with the kind of protection most other places just don't give you, which includes free flat repairs, pre-trip safety checks, and more for the entire life of the tire. With the other guys, well, you just never know. So why is free protection on your tires good to have?
That's our best tire value promise. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
It's the spring tire sale, one of our biggest sales of the year, now through April 30th.
If you've been injured in a car accident, a slip and fall, or any other life-changing calamity, how can you be sure you'll receive the best advice and help with your claim?
At Galloway & Jensen, we have the answers you want and the experience you need.
Insurance adjusters are trained to act like your friend, but they're also trained to take advantage of you.
We work for the insurance companies,
and we won't let them take advantage of you.
For your free consultation, call Galloway and Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should, too.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Thanks, Sam. On our next broadcast, our guest will be Senate Minority Leader Pat Hickey of Reno.
See you on the next broadcast.